Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush. By the way, that entire speech, I'm here with Marie Chavez. How are you?
I'm great, Andy.
Great. That entire speech, the Rocky speech, John gave that to Richard when Richard was only one day old. He was laying in his crib, and John let him know how life is going to beat you down.
How does that not surprise me?
It doesn't. It shouldn't surprise you. John was very, very strict. I'm not sure about that. Hey, let me ask you something. I want to pose a question to you that has stumped philosophers for thousands of years.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Okay, you ready?
I'm sure I can be smarter than all those thousands of philosophers.
Here's the question. Are you ready for the question of the day?
Oh, I don't know, Andy. That's
you don't
a tough
know.
One.
You don't know? You're not deep enough? Well, let's give it a try. First of all, we had Monday's impossible question, which we now will answer. It was 29% of Americans drink this to look cool. What is it?
29%. I don't think I got to guess on this one. Let me guess before we say the answer.
By the way, folks, if you have any answers, go to the Rush to Reason Facebook page. Put them on there.
29,
for
maybe
Monday
tea?
Or for today's.
Some sort of tea?
Some sort of tea, one of those kind of upscale kind of teas.
If it comes in a fancy glass.
Yeah, I guessed Starbucks.
Yeah, but I would think that'd be more than 29%.
Well, and it's also so common. Does it really make you look cool if you look like everyone?
Right.
Yeah. You want the answer?
Yes.
Craft beer.
Okay. All right. Here in Colorado, we're used to that, but maybe other places.
Yeah, not Craft. Like me. I drink my Coors Light. Got the silver bullet. Feels pretty good. You know, I craft beer. So apparently drinking craft beer makes you look cool, does it? I guess it kind of does.
I guess I look cool pretty much regularly. Cause
you like craft beer?
Yeah.
Where do you like it from? I mean, like the more mainstream Breckenridge Brewery stuff or something off?
Yeah,
off
I live right by Breckenridge Brewery. So
oh, do you?
Yeah, it's delicious. Their amber ale is really good at Breckenridge.
Okay. How many minutes? I don't even want to ask hours because I'm not sure we get that. But how many minutes a week are you sober?
100% of the minutes, Andy.
Oh, my gosh. Then you don't understand craft beer.
I have never been drunk.
Craft
never
beer.
Never in my life.
You've never been drunk in
no,
your entire life.
I have not.
My
and
gosh.
I don't plan to experience it. It sounds very unpleasant.
It is. Trust the teenage me. He will tell you.
Yeah,
it's very unpleasant.
The reports I've heard, I did not want to exemplify.
No, they're not fun. Okay, next up, today's impossible question. Are you ready?
So ready.
Because this, once again, has stumped philosophers for thousands of years. Here we go. 23% of people feel comfortable flirting here.
Flirting. In line for Starbucks. In line at the coffee shop. That's my guess.
With people you don't even know?
Well, I was a barista, and people would be pretty inappropriate when they were ordering their drinks. Like, I'm at work. Please don't ask me on a date.
So they were flirting with you.
Not
with the barista.
Correct.
But not with each other in line.
Right, with the barista.
Well, that makes sense, because they're face forward.
Yeah.
You're right there in front of them.
But it's not... don't flirt with someone when they're at work. They're focusing. They're trying to do a good job and get paid.
Oh, I agree.
They don't have time for you.
I saw it all the time when I was up managing the casinos.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it was absolutely constant because, of course, we had the waitresses and the dealers. The girls who are dealers at the casinos, many of them are borderline supermodels.
Okay.
Okay, it's just, it's a thing. Okay, it's a thing, and they make incredible tips. But a lot of times, they basically have to hold a sledgehammer to beat off the guys.
Did you ever have to step in and sort of defend them?
It, not defend, but basically, I had to have guys escorted out.
Right.
Okay, you're done. Hey, it's been great. Thank you for your money. You can leave now.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate for the most part, but my friends who are waitresses, they have the worst stories. Some people can be pigs.
Okay. 23%. Charlie, what do you think? In the checkout line, so like at Safeway? Oh, this is good.
You'll never see each other again.
You'll never see each other again. So that makes sense.
So that's two guesses for in line.
You guys really like flirting with people you don't know. Okay, I'm going to go a different direction with this. Church. Oh, yes.
No, that seems dangerous.
Don't look at me that way. There is so much flirting in church. It's people you know.
What
kind of church do I go to?
See, my church is full of, I would say 80% of the people at
the
my church.
The Church of the Holy Embrace, by the way. That's why? Why do you ask? Do you think that's a weird name? Don't jut.
Greet
each other with a holy kiss.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So don't judge our lifestyle, okay, Charlie? Okay, what you were saying, sorry.
The majority of the people at my church have white or silver hair, so there's not a lot of flirting going on.
That you know of?
That I have observed. I have not noticed it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but as you know, my degree is in the ministry, and I'm going to tell both of you it's time to wake up to the reality right now. There is tons of flirting in churches. And in fact, there are churches, when I was going to CCU, there were churches that
were... I forgot you went to CCU.
Yeah, that's where I got my degree.
Me too.
Well, there were churches that were like mega churches out on the west side. West Bowles was a big one, and some of these others, which were just known as pickup joints. Not in a bad way.
I mean, there are worse places.
It was a place that you could actually meet somebody, but the guys were very honest about it. Yeah, I go to this place, and I'm surrounded by, yeah, it's great. And you love God, too, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, I like him, too.
Oh, maybe some disingenuous flirting going on.
It's not that bad. They were kidding.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I'm telling you what, folks, churches, I'm going to say churches. In fact, maybe not churches, because I think it'd be higher than 23%. So, you and Charlie both think it's while you're in line with people you don't know. Either you have a barista stuck in front of you, chained to a register, or you are at the line. You do it like Charlie always does, at the line at Safeway.
That's where he picks up the ladies?
Well, this is why at his Safeway he has his own line. They actually dedicated a register for Charlie. Charlie says it's the Safeway. That's good. That's a terrible pun. But that was also very fast. Way to go. Gold star. Okay. Are you ready for the rest of the show?
So ready, Andy. I'm excited.
Yay. Well, today is Health and Wellness Wednesday. As you know, you're one of these healthy type people. You're very healthy.
I try.
Yeah. We will have Dr. Julie Markiel coming up next from Ascent Health Center. We're going to be talking about allergies.
Ooh.
We're starting to head into that season. It's coming early this year. And in hour two, we're going to have Richard Battle and David Williams, who are wonderful. And in hour three, we're going to be talking pizza with Sandra Liberati of the Artisan Pizza Company in Parker. And we're going to have her for a couple segments because she also has a lot of political views, very conservative. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about finding places where you can go, spend money, have a great time, have it as relaxed as is allowed. And also, hey, maybe support somebody of the same bent. So that's pretty cool, right?
Maybe she can tell us if there's such a thing as healthy pizza based on our health and wellness segment.
Of course there's healthy pizza.
It's got nutrients in it.
All pizza's healthy. You just don't understand. Once again, don't judge my lifestyle. Okay. He's looking at me. Charlie's looking at me weird. All right, folks. But first, let's take a break. We'll come back with Dr. Julie. But first, Michael Bailey Law. You know, when it comes to setting up your will, you want someone who listens, covers all the details, helps you avoid mistakes that could make things harder on your loved ones. By the way, that's why you do wills. You don't do it for you. You do it for them.
the best gift you can give.
It's incredible, yeah. Well, that's Michael Bailey. Michael knows all the problems that come from wills and estates that aren't set up correctly, and he wants to prevent all that for those closest to you. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. It's cold outside. Boy, it really did get cold all of a sudden. It swept in again. It was so beautiful this week.
It's going to start snowing when the show's over.
I know. It will wait until exactly when the show ends.
Just in time for us to walk to our cars.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's cold outside, which means those chips on your windshield, Marie, what are they about to become?
Long cracks.
Yes, they are. So get them fixed right now with Novus Auto Glass. That's N-O-V-U-S. And let other people worry about the cold. Contact Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
Barber's Foods? Okay, sorry, folks, I don't have a list in front of me. Barber's Foods is up next. You know, Marie, I love their new program where you can be a barber's ambassador. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
An ambassador? How does that work?
Well, it's simple. You just sell barber's meats to someone you know, and you earn 10% while they enjoy the best, healthiest meats they've ever tasted. It's a win-win.
Wow, that's a lot better than a pyramid scheme. It's actually a good product.
Yes. Although pyramid schemes are kind of fun too.
Okay.
No, I've never been in one. Okay, call or text barbers. Avoid the pyramid schemes and call or text barbers at 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com. Be an ambassador for something we can all support, delicious, healthy meats. Barbers Foods.
To combat food inflation, Barbers Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And to my left, but not my political left, is Marie Chavez. What do you do here again, Marie?
I am a writer slash producer, so I write the ads and produce the ads.
Okay, so you do all of that.
I do.
Charlie just sits here looking good. That's what he does.
He pushes the buttons on the soundboard. That's also a complicated job.
Yeah, and sometimes the right ones. Very good. He's nodding his head.
99% of the time, the right ones.
You see, I can fill in for John Rush. If I filled in for Charlie, the whole place would burn down, so that would probably be a bad thing.
Yeah, I've attempted it once or twice. It's not pretty.
Okay, we're waiting for a moment for Dr. Julie. I suppose she's probably tied up with a customer because
helping
she's very
someone
busy.
Get healthy.
Helping somebody get healthy.
Now, you're in good shape, Andy. I'm assuming you have some...
moderately. You know, I gotta... My wife and I, this time of year, we're always dieting.
Yeah.
It's what we do. You know, it's a statement of our love. By the way, speaking of my wife, her name is Corey Pate, and I'd like to say, Corey, my love, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Corey. Should we sing to her?
No.
Okay.
Every day for one day, every year for one day out of the year, she becomes too old for me, but I keep her anyway.
Mm.
She, you know, she's so old.
She
now.
Was a cradle robber?
No. I'm the older gun. Actually, she is. Yes, I don't even know her age. I honestly lose track. Isn't that great?
I guess either that or she'll be offended. I'm not sure how that one would go.
No, I think she'd rather I forget.
Okay.
I think she'd be all down for that. So yes, happy birthday, my love, and we will celebrate this weekend because right now I'm here.
Yeah.
And we're talking about health. Hey, before she comes on, or is she here? She is here. Well, we were going to talk about all kinds of healthy things. We were going to blow this segment entirely. Dr. Julie Markiel from Ascent.
No, you're not. You're always so hilarious. I love it when you're on.
Oh, well, thank you. That is so kind of you. So kind of you.
Welcome, Dr. Julie.
Dr. Julie.
Thank you.
So this week, what are we talking about? Allergies.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier. And it seems like people have a lot of questions. I don't know if they're starting to feel calmed down about should they take the vaccine or should they not take the vaccine or what they should do. Or this is the season where allergies are really starting to come up and people are trying to get their foods right and lose weight. So, you know, we should just run with it.
Let's run with it, Dr. Julie. Let's run with it. Let's talk allergies because we are coming into that season. It just seems to come very early. In fact, Punxsutawney Phil, you know, he came out of his hole.
And what did he say?
He said nothing. He went into sneezing convulsions. He downed a whole bottle of Claritin and staggered back into his hole. We haven't heard from him since. So just so you know, that way we know it's going to be an early spring.
Ah,
the pollen has arrived.
We need a little warm weather and sunshine to lift everybody's mood.
I think we do. Hey, let me ask you something. I want you to give us a little bit of a history lesson because you're kind of a guru. Let's face facts. And
oh, I love it.
Well, you are. And when it comes to
allergies,
sorry. No, I know that. I was thinking of something else. When it comes to allergies. How did they come about? How do people get an allergy? How do they become allergic to something? Okay. And
well,
it seems so haphazard. Is it just a chemical predisposition from when they're born? Does it come along later? Can something spark it? How does it come about?
It kind of depends what we're truly talking about. Because a real allergy, and that's why I'm always careful when I use that word, a real allergy is something that, you know, you want to see an allergist for, where you might need an EpiPen, where your system truly cannot overcome this inflammatory response. Most of the things that patients have are sensitivities, environmental sensitivities, food sensitivities, things that make them feel bad, sneeze, be sensitive to their environment.
Well, wait a minute.
Be tired.
Before you go on, is that different from an allergy or is that a light form of allergy?
Well, I always like to be really cautious that if a patient has a diagnosed allergy that needs an EpiPen, that's one set of medical advice, right? And we want to make sure that we're addressing that because that can be very serious. But if they have what they call allergies, which are more sensitivities, they still create some of the same response called a histamine response or an inflammatory response, but the body has a coping mechanism, which are your symptoms. And so the coping mechanism of the symptoms, runny nose, itchy eyes, stomach ache, rashes, those symptoms are the body's kind of coping mechanism for the inflammation that whatever environment or food or lotion is causing, that's how it presents itself. But there are some patients who truly have like an egg allergy, which is an allergy, and they cannot eat eggs or they go into anaphylactic shock.
So that's almost those, like the difference between a true someone with true celiac disease versus a gluten sensitivity. There's like your intestines are literally correct. Ripping apart, or you just feel sick.
Yes. And we just want to make sure that we know we're addressing people's underlying health and how to help them feel better so they don't create more sensitivities. But if there were any type of allergies, you know, we would utilize primary care along with what we were doing. So I just wanted to make that clear. But and a sensitivity type allergy comes from the body just getting exhausted and overwhelmed and it can't cope. And it usually starts with the gut. And I feel like almost every conversation we have on the radio, we start with the gut and we say, we talk about gut. And when the digestive system is not healthy, the skin is not healthy, the lungs are not healthy. And so all of these symptoms that people come in and present with, it could be itchy eyes, it could be skin rashes, it could be stomach aches, it could be weight gain, it could be hives. These things generally start with what does the patient's digestive system or gut health look like? Do we need to fix something in the stomach? So we'll do a lot of testing. We'll do some poop testing. We'll do a lot of testing to see, do they have a healthy digestive system? And if they don't, we'll start a lot of our work there for allergies.
Now, is there a way to find out with those tests of your poop or whatever, what you are specifically allergic to?
There is. And I always tell patients, because you can go out and you can buy like an allergy test thing on Amazon, or you could buy it on Instagram. And so those say, hey, right now what you're putting in your system, is it going to have an inflammatory reaction? Well, when patients are sick, all the foods come up. Just about everything comes up because their system is so unhealthy. So I always caution that the first place to look for how to feel better if you think you have an allergy is not to run a general food sensitivity test, because every food in the book is going to come up. Because
wait a minute, though. What if I want to eat every kind of food I can possibly imagine to figure out which one makes me allergic? Basically, I just like to eat.
I mean,
you see, that's a kind of testing I can get behind, Dr. Julie. I'm just saying, I really enjoy that. In fact, I tested barbecue 27 times in a row, and so far I'm okay, but I think I need to make sure.
Just one more time.
What do you do to test for food allergies? Do you actually have people try a food?
So the first thing we do if we're doing it through lab testing is we have them clean up their diet and we do a gut test and we look at how healthy their gut is first. And then once we start to heal the gut, we can go in and look at different foods. With the lab that we use now, so most labs do something called an IgG or an IgE test, which just says, hey, did you eat this food and it caused inflammation?
Really quick. The lab
that we're using, yeah.
Really quick here before you go on. So what you're basically saying is you clear the slate first so you can clean out all the variables.
Yes.
So that you know, because otherwise, yes, if I just try one thing or another, I could be affected by any number of other variables. So what do you do? A series of cleanses, or how do you clear the slate?
Well, so it depends what we find. A lot of times it comes from, you know, have you ever had food poisoning where you're at a restaurant and, you know, you feel bad the next day or so and you think it's nothing, but you had a horrible 24 hours.
Oh, yes.
Well, that actually caused little aggravations or holes in the lining of the gut. And those little aggravations or holes are called leaky gut. And so it truly is a kind of leaky gut. And so the gut should have, if you put your hand up like you're waving to someone, and you know how the princesses wave with all their fingers together and they look so beautiful?
Right, with their wrist being a swivel.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, but their fingers are tight.
I learned that from Anne Hathaway in The Princess Diaries.
I learned it from playing with my Barbies.
That is true. It's a Barbie hand.
Exactly. Well, hey, we all learn our own ways. You know, as I keep saying, this show, don't judge my lifestyle. Okay, keep going. Swing the hand, waving.
That's what your gut, they're called villi. That's what your little gut, how your gut should look. It should be really tight together so that the only thing that can get through are peptides or broken down pieces of what you're eating, so that the body doesn't look at it as an invader. But what happens when you get even a small gut infection is that space gets in between those fingers. They're called villi. And space gets in between those little fingers. And then instead of a very, very small particle getting through the gut, a much larger particle can get through the gut. Well, the body doesn't know that that's normal because it's so big. It looks like an invader, and it sends out white blood cells. It sends out anti-inflammatories.
It causes pain.
And so the patient gets a reaction. And so if we don't heal up and make that hand look like the Barbie hand again in the gut, you just continue to be more sensitive to the next thing and more sensitive to the next thing. And so what started out as one or two foods that you were sensitive to, all of a sudden patients will come in and they'll say, you know, I didn't used to be able to eat X, but now it feels like I just can't eat anything at all. Hmm. And that's exactly what happens, because bigger and bigger particles get through the lining of the gut and then get attacked by our own immune system, thinking that it's doing a good job because it doesn't know what it is. It just looks like a big piece of chicken floating around in your blood.
Really quick here.
And so,
are you, because I want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. So you're opening up wider fissures, cracks in the lining of the gut. Okay.
Yes.
And is that allowing bigger pieces then to go into the digestive tract, or what's happening here?
It's allowing bigger pieces to even be, and we're talking bigger pieces, still microscopic size.
Of course. Yeah.
But yes, bigger pieces that the body can't determine if it's an invader or a nutrient. And so because it's such a big piece, it feels like an invader instead of a nutrient. And so the body starts to attack it. When it starts to attack it, that's that allergy allergic response that we're talking about. And so then you start to get more and more and more of those, and it feels like every time you eat, you just don't feel good. And so patients will come in and they'll say, you know, it used to be just one or two things, but now every time I eat, I don't feel good. That is a classic clue that we don't have to go find what foods they're sensitive to. We have to go figure out how to fix their gut and heal up their gut so their body stops reacting to all of these, even good foods,
basically,
all of these different foods.
Right. Basically, we have to fix their lining because they're fighting their food. Their body is fighting their food.
Translate so well. I'm going to have you side by side with me, and I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to have you translate it.
You could put me in a circle. No, you could put me in a circle up to your left, and I could do like sign language of it.
I mean, that's perfect. That's exactly what I'm saying.
For every Rush to Reason listener, a consultation including Andy Pate.
Yes, I'm here to help.
What more fun could it be than a day like that at our office?
Oh, sure.
Now, I'm curious. You're talking about food allergies. So how is this different? Because I've been to an allergist for my nose constantly running for my entire life, which is a thing that happens to me. And they did all these pricks with needles all up my arm, 15 of them and 30 of them on my back. And they watched my skin to see what reacted to my skin. So how is that a different realm, or is it the same as dietary allergies?
Very, very similar in the sense that the body just can't handle that load of whatever, pollen or dust mites or pine trees. And so it's created it's actually immune system excess, right? It's created an excess response to this invader or this natural invader even, and it doesn't know how to manage that excess. So our goal when we're dealing with patients that have those environmental or food sensitivities is to teach the system that it does not have to go into excess when it encounters this pollen, dust mite, and sometimes that is acupuncture. But a lot of times that goes, again, back to the gut, because even when we're breathing, lungs and gut are partners in acupuncture in the meridian system. And so even when you're breathing in, maybe not now because everybody and their brother out there is potentially supposed to be wearing a mask if that's what they feel is going to protect them from the virus and the vaccinations that you still have to wear a mask on after you get vaccinated because of that. I mean, it's just the circles that they're talking for me are so ridiculous about the mask. So when you're breathing in, you're ingesting pollens and things still into your lungs. You're swallowing it into your gut. So it's still important that we create that lung, gut, immune, healthy response instead of excess response. So for environmental, I'll use a lot of acupuncture, but I will still have people treat their gut. A lot of patients who have environmental allergies, I have them, they literally fast one day a week in the spring. So they eat healthy, like we teach them how to eat healthy.
Okay.
But they sort of allow their system to heal for one full day when spring starts. And it's shocking how much that has lowered the environmental allergy response as well.
Hey, Dr. Julie, can we, when we come back from
break?
Well, yeah, let's take a little break because I have to sell what you do. Okay, this is very important.
Perfect.
Yes, exactly. But when we come back, we'll talk about all the other ways we can fix Marie.
Because, I need to be fixed.
Oh, okay.
I'm up for it.
Because she's got issues. I do not. I'm a guy. We don't admit to that. But Marie's here, thank goodness.
I need all the help I can get,
and we'll
Julie.
Take care of that. But first, hey, folks, Ascent Health Centers, with everything happening in Washington, you're probably dealing with a lot of pain. I think that's pretty safe to say. Well, you can keep popping pain relievers that fix nothing, or you can deal with the underlying causes by calling Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to AscentHealthCenter.com. Dr. Julie doesn't fix elections, but she can help fix you, both now and going forward. 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
What is the difference between individual rights and entitlements? In America, is there a right to violate other individuals' rights? Kim Munson here. Thursday, my fellow Liberty Toastmasters will weigh in on these important questions. Dr. Jill Vecchio will share her thoughts and perspective regarding the latest on the COVID-19 Wuhan, China virus vaccine. Producer Steve and Kim weigh in on the top headlines. It's a jam-packed show. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. To my left, but not political left, as I always say, is Marie Chavez. And on the line, we have Dr. Julie Marchiol from Ascent Health Centers. Now, I just want to be clear, Dr. Julie, do you fix elections?
I do not fix
I just got to make sure, because I know you guys offer a very wide variety of services there, and I just... You know, needed to know if I ever needed that done, should I come to you?
Do you fix elections?
Well, no. That's why I would need to come to you. look, you are a doctor. I assume that, you know, it just means that you're much more well-read and capable than I am, so I'd want it done right. Okay, never mind. Getting back to allergies, we got just a few minutes here. Can you tell us some things that you would do really quick to help someone get out of allergies and more specifically prepare for what's coming this spring? Because let's face it, spring is all about pollen. It's all about dust and all this kind of stuff that comes up. What will really help people the most in getting ready for what's coming?
I would say if they want to give something a try, they should clean up their diet. They should drink tons of water, get rid of sugar in their diet, and we're at the beginning of March. Do it through the entire month of March so that when April comes, you've had like a month of eating clean, not eating sugar, drinking water, getting sleep, and just see how much better April is.
Okay. Let me ask this one, because this is going to matter to a lot of people, you know, especially Marie. See, Marie constantly drinks craft beer. Okay.
No, she doesn't.
Virtually nonstop, always. And, you know, I think she's kind of gotten to the point where it just doesn't affect her anymore. And I respect that. I do.
We were just talking about how you look cooler when you're drinking craft beer. So Andy's confused because I look so cool all the time.
That
I have beer in my hand.
Yeah, more seriously, the fact is a lot of people will drink wine or some beer or some alcohol. How does that affect alcohol intake? How is that going to affect your allergies?
Well, it's just, I mean, alcohol is sugar.
And that's what
Yeah. So if, you know, if somebody enjoys a glass of wine and they are mostly healthy otherwise, they're probably going to be fine. But if they are hammering some beers, then they're probably not going to be fine. And so it's about balance. I think most of the questions and answers are, hey, just about balance.
So,
you know, how do we just balance these choices that we're making so we enjoy life, but still, you know, but still are able to live in a healthy way?
So when Marie casually, just lightly enjoys her keg of craft beer.
Right here in the studio.
Yeah, right here in the studio.
Yeah, right
we
here.
Actually run a line.
In the morning.
We run a
in
line to her office. Yeah, it's very important. if somebody drinks too much alcohol, are you saying that that can actually, besides all the other problems, irritate your allergies and make them worse?
Well, I feel like I hate to pinpoint one thing.
Okay.
It's about the combination of good choices or the combination of bad choices. And so it's a combination of making good choices and still enjoying ourselves, or making a combination of bad choices and then you never feel good. And sometimes it's hard to know what's a good choice and what's a bad choice. And I think that's where it's often helpful to come in.
Okay.
Sometimes people really, they're making a good choice.
I was just wondering because Marie wanted me to ask for her. She was afraid to ask herself. But go
see,
ahead.
See, sure, I always thought a beer gut was something else. But now I'm learning a beer gut could mean you're ripping little seams in your gut. It's even scarier.
So you can just tell people I have allergies.
There you go.
Okay.
Do you have any allergies?
Do I?
I'm curious. Are you allergic to anything?
You know, honestly, Dr. Julie, coming into this time of year, and this is the last thing I wanted to ask you about, I do get very sneezy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I didn't know if that was more, you know, I'll take the antihistamines and stuff like that just for the thrill of popping pills, first of all, but also because they literally help. They dry out my nose.
Do you know what it is?
Is that actually fixing anything? No. What is that actually doing?
It's just dealing with the symptom, the response that you're having because your body doesn't know how to handle it. And so if that's just managing the response. So your allergy medicine is just handling the response that your body's having to the environment. Whereas if you spent the next month cleaning stuff up, you actually may not have that same response.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
It always goes back to fixing that underlying condition, not the symptoms, right?
Right. And also when you clean out the variables, then you can better determine what the cause is, right?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And one last quick question here. Masks. Do they make it worse or better?
Oh,
does it make any difference? Because, you know, I just think that people breathing their own exhaust all day can't be the greatest thing.
You know, I think that it's my opinion, and I think it's backed up by some research, but so many people believe in them and think they're the right thing to do that I think that it should be a choice just like everything else the way that we live in America. And I did get kicked out of Nordstrom's this weekend, but
were you drinking too many craft beers?
Yes.
But man, did you look cool doing
shoes.
It.
Yes, well, I was buying my shoes and not wearing my mask. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Sinner.
Now, how violent did it get? Did they have to drag you?
Yeah, when did you turn to a life of crime?
It's just the inanity of it all. I mean,
right.
We can get the vaccines now, but we still have to wear a mask. I mean, at some point, we have to have some reasonability around and personal responsibility around our own health and what that needs to look like for each individual. I mean, mandating health in a way, I believe that if this is a country and where we're supposed to be making wise choices of freedom, we should be afforded that.
Okay, let's close with this. Folks, I know all of you have had allergies for years and you probably think, I will just deal with it. I will just cope with it because this is normal. This is just who I am. I have these allergies. That's all I'll do. But if you actually want to be fixed, if you actually want to get better and not deal with this all the time, maybe you need to contact Dr. Julie. Dr. Julie, how can people reach you?
303-343-8800. I almost gave my cell phone. 303-343-8800.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Dr. Julie. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Marie. Bye.
Bye. Okay, up next, extreme auto repair. Do you want to deal in auto service? Now, if you are a veteran, first responder, or a Costco member, I've never attached those three things before, but now I do. I've never thought about, you know, having a crack team of Costco members take that hill in WW2, but I do.
Maybe veterans are more likely to like Costco. I don't know what the connection is.
I really don't, but all of them get 15% off service right now at Extreme. Even if none of these apply to you, there are coupons available at extremeautorepair.com. Just go to their website, I've done it, and you get a bunch of neat coupons that you can get some money back on your service. Or give them a call at 303-841-1071. Great service, great deals, Extreme Auto Repair.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, do you know all the ways to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes? Al Smith does. He knows all the best practices for making your money work for you, not the government. Marie, I think they have enough of your money. What do you think?
Plenty.
That's right. So let's have Al get some of it back. After all, it's your retirement, not theirs. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Purifoy Chevrolet. Marie, have you ever shopped for cars and you find yourself just saying, oh my gosh, get me out of here?
The one time, yes. I have shopped for a car one time, and it was very stressful.
Yes, it can be very stressful.
I should have gone to Purifoy.
I've been through a few of these. Well, that's because some dealerships use tactics, making it hard to leave, but not a Purifoy. There, you're like family. Come and go as you please. Just relax. Look at great cars. For great deals and a better buying experience, call Purifoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purifoychevrolet.com.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purifoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face to face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purifoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purifoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, and together with me is Marie Chavez. Marie.
Andy.
On Fox 31 News, they have a question here. They have a story.
Tell me about it.
Okay. It's very annoying. Can you stop wearing a mask after getting the COVID vaccine?
Can you stop wearing a mask after you get the vaccine? Now, I'm interested in this because I've been trying to figure out when I can start hanging out with my grandparents and my aunt again.
Right.
They all live together and they're all high risk. So I've only been seeing them, you know, 6 feet apart outdoors, that kind of thing. But when my grandparents get their vaccine, should I still not hang out with them because they could pass it to my aunt? Before she gets that, I have these questions, so I'm curious.
Yeah, the idea of vaccine is it's supposed to make it extremely unlikely for you to get it or transmit it.
Or transmit it. See, that's the part I didn't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to do both. That's the idea.
Okay.
Well, according to the physicians at Nextar, okay, they did a little seminar. The answer is unequivocally no. You cannot stop wearing masks. You absolutely cannot, they said Dawn Davis, a physician at the Mayo Clinic. We want to make sure that you're not potentially spreading the virus to others, and also that you don't accidentally pick up the virus from someone else. Excuse me. Doesn't that mean the thing hasn't done any good at all? I mean, for crying out loud, the whole idea of getting a vaccine was to get us back to normal.
Yeah, so what are the percentages then? I don't know the data on this. A vaccine is what, 80% effective? And then they're worried that the 20% you should still wear a mask? Is that, what's the justification here?
Well, a lot of the stuff that's coming out on the vaccines recently puts it much higher than 80% effectiveness.
So then why would you need to keep, I mean, I could see how the general public still hasn't gotten the vaccine. So it's, you know, the people who have,
we're close to 20% in America.
Okay.
Right. And we got to keep in mind, that doesn't include all the people who have had COVID, which is even better than the vaccine. Or if you're a complete paranoiac, you could be like our governor, have COVID, then get the vaccine and still wear masks and do distancing.
Doesn't matter. You just have to keep that mask on for the rest of your dang life.
Yes. They don't seem to understand masks are ruining us. Okay. They're ruining us. They are. People spend less when they're wearing masks.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So this is, I want to hear about this because I saw this article that compared the three different measures. One of them was social distancing.
Right.
One of them was staying at home, stay at home orders. And the other one was a mask. And supposedly the mask had the least negative impact on the economy. So is that not true?
First of all, that's an unbelievably ludicrous statement to make.
Okay.
Since the mask is almost universally connected to the distancing.
So those are just
to the other things.
Always together.
Right. That was put out by somebody doing pure absolute 110% spin.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Okay. I can guarantee that because I used to do a lot of data analysis and, you know, how do we factor out the variables and so forth. And to say that masks.
Clear bias.
Yeah. Don't cause that big of a problem is put out by somebody who is a big mask advocate.
So is this something with like your psychology where you're wearing a mask and you feel a certain way so you don't spend money?
Let me put it this way. You know, Victoria's Secret went out of business. Okay. They declared Chapter 13. I don't know if they're totally out yet. And why do you think this is? Okay, you're a young woman. My wife's a young woman. Okay, you want to, now and then you go there to buy pretty things. Okay, that's why I hate going in there. If she drags me in, it's awful. Okay, but you go in there to buy all these pretty lacy things and all this. Do you feel like buying that stuff when you're wearing a mask as much? No.
I mean, it never occurred to me that it would make a difference. So I'm thinking it through now. Why would wearing a mask make me less likely?
Or if you go in, you're going to buy less. Here's why. Because, let me ask you this, is it natural to wear a mask? Is it something you would normally do?
Of course not.
Okay, therefore, are you more or less comfortable when you're wearing a mask?
So you feel awkward.
You're less comfortable.
Less comfortable.
When you are less comfortable, do you spend more or less? I can guarantee you it's less.
Right.
Because I've done a lot of work in marketing and with small business.
Yeah, when you're feeling super relaxed, you're hanging out with a friend, you're laughing.
Yes.
You maybe have that craft beer in your hand. That's when you want to spend money.
Exactly. Especially on your fourth one, like you. And if you go into a place, when you're wearing a mask, you're going to spend less because you're less comfortable. Less comfortable people spend less money. We'll get back to this in the next hour after we have some interviews. Sound good?
Man, how does any business stay around? Hang in their businesses.
They're not. And they need to get out of this. Okay, folks, if you missed the first hour, it does not replay at 6 because today we have the National Crawford Roundtable at 6. You're going to want to catch that. In hour 2, we got Richard Battle, David Williams, and we're going to talk a little bit more about COVID. Sound good?
Sounds good to me, Andy.
All right, we'll be right back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.